listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us today, we have been talking about some great ideas for local getaways. And now it's time to visit again with Sharon Emerson, our cruise expert. Actually, she's our travel expert with Cruise and Tour Planners. But, you know, Sharon, one of the areas I think we've got to talk about, we've got to do a 2 to 3 part series, is just about cruising, because there's, you know, so many different misconceptions and things I know that I go through with cruising and questions that I have from people about the different types of cruises. So I think we should start with that, with maybe why don't we start with the misconceptions of cruising and what that means.
Okay. A lot of people have wrong ideas about cruise ships and cruising in general. And the most of the time I hear them from the man who was in the Navy at one point, and he's got the brakes on. He doesn't really want to get on a ship. So I have to explain to them, this is not a Navy ship. This is a floating resort, and you get pampered. So then they can kind of come my way, and I get a chance to talk to them. But that's a typical when I see a husband and wife together. They think that's a Navy ship.
Yeah, so the man is going to be thinking that it's not quite as luxurious.
Right. It's really funny. I said, it's not a hammock. You do get a bed to sleep in.
Yeah.
But he cooks your food. Yeah.
Right. So what are we talking about, some of the different classes of cruise lines? Because that's a big one right there.
Yeah, they're, you know, not all ships are alike. I think they have personalities. And so when I interview people or talk to people, I want to make sure I put them on the one that fits them, fits what kind of a person they are. Because if you're miserable, you're not ever going to cruise again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's too bad, because they do have different ideas, different qualities, different ratios of passenger to staff, different quality of vessels, and some of the experiences on the ships are all different.
Yeah. And you talk about the ratio of staff to passenger. That's a huge part right there.
That's really, really is. When you get to the top of the ladder, these are my categories. The Seabourn, Silver Seas, Sea Dream, Crystal, ultra-luxury ships, they have really low ratios. They have like 1-to-1, one staff to one passenger. So every wish is granted. Your every need is anticipated, and they're just there for you for everything.
So those are kind of considered then the ultra-luxury cruise line, the mid-size ships.
Right. Those are, and they're some of them are really small, so they tend to go places. They don't go back and forth like in the Caribbean or Mexico. They will start up high in the north, and then they'll work their way down around the point, and then go over to Europe, and they'll work around maybe to Africa. But they're just all over the world, so they're not just back and forth kind of ship.
And then not most of those, we should say that they have several ships within their fleet, so there's you know a lot of opportunity. But you also, this isn't for kids though, those types.
No, there might be a child or two on board. Some people, you know, take their kids no matter where they go. But basically, these are for adults.
Okay. So but kids are allowed.
Yeah, they don't have activities for kids.
Yeah. Now let's move into the premium class. That's sort of down a row or down the ladder.
It is. And they're lovely ships. There's Celebrity, Oceania, Azamara, Cunard is in there, Holland America, Regent. These are very nice. Lovely accommodations. Some of them will have inside cabins, outside cabins, suites. The ratio is going to drop. You're going to have more passengers to staff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's very much adults. There might be a few kids on Celebrity or Holland America, but they don't have a lot of kids' activities. If they see kids are coming on, they will bring on a child staff person. But basically, these are adults. And there again, it's limited for families.
Mm-hmm. And now these ships then vary in size, right?
Yeah, you know, Cunard is your big ocean liner. And then Azamara and Oceania, they're down to around 600 and some passengers.
Oh, okay.
So they're various. Celebrity, probably 2,500. Holland America's 1,800, 1,600 passengers. So they're various sizes.
And then, of course, as we know, with the premium class, one thing they do have, we know for sure, is that wonderful food and lots of entertainment.
Oh, yes, lots of food. 24/7.
Yeah.
Stand it, yeah.
Some people go on cruises just for the food.
That's it. You know, who wants to cook, you know, so let them cook for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're at the buffet line at 3 in the morning.
I know.
You know, so, okay, now the next level then that we're talking about, let's move into that next level down.
Well, I call these the mass market ships.
Okay.
They're big ships. They're for the whole family. They have kids, teens, baby activities. They go all over the world, Europe, Alaska. But now they've opened the canal, another canal in the Panama, so now the bigger ships are going to be able to come through there. But most of the time they stay in the Caribbean, or they go around the Horn and over to Europe. These have a lot of activities for all ages, if you want to be active. So I put these as Carnival, Princess, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian. Incidentally, Carnival Corporation owns Carnival, Princess, Holland America, Costa, Cunard, Seabourn.
I know. It's amazing. Fathom. Yeah, so they've got a monopoly on the market.
They do have a monopoly, but each one is run unique,
mm-hmm.
Not all alike at all.
Right, something for everyone, whichever cruise that you select. That's why it's so important to pick the right cruise.
Right. You can be on the wrong ship. They're kind of like hotels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you comfortable in a Motel 6 if you've always stayed in a Ritz-Carlton? I don't think so.
No, so that's true.
You've got to be sure you're on the right one.
And then let's talk a little bit about the variety of ships, the various sizes, because they do specialize in particular areas.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them out there that don't fit in those other three categories, like Uncruises. That's the name of the company,
mm-hmm.
Uncruises. American Cruise Line, Hurtigruten, Star Clipper, Windstar, Blount. Just all kinds of. Some are sailing ships, some are cruise ships, some are small. Some go to Alaska, some go to the Caribbean, some are in Europe. They're all over. Some are in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever. If you don't want the big ones and you don't want to be on the big ones, then let's talk about some of these unusual ones that take you to wonderful places.
And then there's so many different laws. I mean, the maritime laws and in terms of ships being flagged and registered in different areas, how's that come about?
Yeah, well, they're built in foreign countries, and because of that, they hire non-U.S. citizens. So they don't pay them very much,
mm-hmm.
and mostly they're paid by the gratuities of the passengers. So they're flagged in foreign countries, the Bahamas, a lot of them are flagged in, and that just means that they're under that country's regulations.
I see.
So they're not under the United States regulations. But doing that, they have to have a foreign port in between the U.S. ports or a U.S. port in between foreign ports. That's called the Jones Act from the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
So that determines where these ships are going to sail.
Yeah. You know, another big area that I think people have the misconceptions, or they get things, you know, a little bit, off, they're not quite sure about, is the proper tipping. And because things change in terms of the gratuity. So how's that all work?
Yeah, they change. And it depends on the cruise line, too. I think now we're at about $12.50 per person per day.
Okay.
And most of them are automatic on your shipboard account. You don't leave money in envelopes anymore like you used to do.
Okay.
Then they take that money and they spread it now. It's not just three people that get it. Now the laundry guys get it, the cook people in the kitchen get it. Everybody gets some. So it's a little more equal. But these people work really hard to please you. They clean your room twice a day and make your bed and put your chocolates on your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they've got some great stories.
Oh, they're wonderful people. I love getting to know them. They send their money home. Some of them have been on these ships for like 25 years.
Yeah. Well,
really hard workers.
Well, the thing that's so important, and you and I have talked about this throughout all of our broadcasts, is getting the right agent. And of course, cruising is one of your specialties, of course. But getting that right agent who's certified, you know, for Cruise Line. What is it? Cruise Line International Association.
Cruise Line International, called CLIA.
Tell us, what's that mean, though?
Well, there's a three-stage certification that we have to pass.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You can just hang out a shingle and say, I can sell cruises. But if you haven't gone through all of this, there's classes, there's tests. And the hardest part of all is I have to cruise on all these ships.
How hard.
I know it.
It's
but
difficult.
What I willingly laid down my life to do that.
Yes.
So I know what I'm talking about. I've been probably on 35 cruises all over the world.
Yeah, this is why you're known as the cruise queen.
I am. I know.
You know, what a relaxing educational vacation for you, I'm sure, if it's done right.
Right.
Well, good tips, okay, as always. And of course, Sharon will be back and we're going to talk about part two. There's a bunch that we're going to be talking about on cruising because people have said, hey, we want more about cruising. So once again, talking with Sharon Emerson with Cruise and Tour Planners, and you can go to cruiseandtourplanners.com or give her a call directly at 206-367-7657. Thank you so much, Sharon.
Thanks, Wendy.
Don't go away. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest. We'll be right back. Have a special day coming up, a wedding, honeymoon, reception, or anniversary? Then you should visit our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, because we have everything you'll need to help you pull off the big day. Whether you're looking for a beautiful cake, a gifted photographer, flowers, or arrangements, you'll find an exclusive selection, including some of the best companies within the metro area. Or maybe you're just looking for a well-needed getaway to kick back for a few days at a mountain or waterfront retreat, resort, or B&B. No problem. We've got you covered there, too. At SeattleHolidayCentral.com, you'll find a wonderful selection of restaurants, great escapes, seasonal events, and distinctive shopping destinations around Washington State. You'll also find informative sound bites from several of our featured merchants. So if you're looking for great ideas for special occasions or cool things happening around the area, be sure to stop by our website, SeattleHolidayCentral.com, or give us a call at 206-941-3500.
Hi, this is Terry with Tri-Cities Rotary Club's Great Mid-Columbia Duck Race, and I'm thrilled to share with you my recent experience at the area's newest and most luxurious bed and breakfast, Cameo Heights Mansion. Charming architecture tucked among orchards and vineyards, exquisite dining and luxurious rooms that pamper to your every need. But it's the gracious hospitality of your hosts, Alan and Deanne. They are genuine individuals gifted with pure heart. I encourage you to find your way to this heavenly place, Cameo Heights Mansion, and create a memory that will last a lifetime.
Hi, this is Don Hart with the Tri-City Sports Council and the Hall of Fame, the Visitor and Convention Bureau, down at Cameo Heights Mansion. My wife and I were looking for a relaxing weekend. They go the extra mile for everything you want to do. They truly pamper you, and it makes for a great romantic weekend with that special someone.
Cameo Heights Mansion, where luxury and romance are yours.
Time to kick back and relax, and I have just the idea for you. It's called the Nine Cranes Inn in Seattle, a casual, comfortable, quiet, urban base camp, a B&B that celebrates the city's historic, eclectic, and occasionally surprising style. This early 20th century craftsman house welcomes you with warm wood accents and lots of character. The tone is simple, not fussy. It's a doily free zone. Guest rooms boast modern decor and amenities such as private bath, large flat screen TV, free wireless internet, and comfy robes. Free parking is plentiful on the street, and a full breakfast is included with the room rate. Whether you're visiting family or friends, exploring the Pacific Northwest on your own, or here on business, Nine Cranes Inn is perfectly located for your Seattle stay. The Finney Ridge neighborhood is quiet, yet close to restaurants and shopping. Ballard, Fremont, Wallingford, Green Lake, and Greenwood are all nearby. Two blocks away, you can catch a bus to downtown and many Seattle attractions. Check out their website, ninecranesinn.com, or give them a call at 206-855-5222.